Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, as you can tell by the title, today's first story includes an entitled mum who wants to have a sixth child on top of the five she already has, potentially putting her entire family in massive economic danger. Let's go. We're having a sixth kid we can't afford, so we expect you to give us your college fund. I, a 19-year-old female, am my parents' second child. I have three brothers, 21, 13, and 7 years old, and a sister who is 16. We grew up poor, and our parents were often dependent on financial help from relatives, friends, etc. for raising us. This is because even though my dad has a mediocre job and my mum doesn't work, they just kept on popping out one kid after another. My parents are very religious and believe that children are a gift from God. Personally, I think that is total BS. My parents' reproductive choices wouldn't bother me if it hadn't caused mine and my siblings' lives to turn to rubbish. While growing up, we never had new clothes or toys. We had to accept handouts from family members who were better off. We never went out or did anything fun. And to top it off, we were well aware that the rest of the family looked down on us for constantly asking for handouts. I'm not surprised. Now, my older brother and I have managed to get into good colleges and are looking forward to a future that would be better than our parents' lives. He and I were staying at our parents' place for a while due to the COVID-19 lockdown. One morning, my parents called all five of us into the living room. Mum said she had great news. The smile that was forming on my face died a quick death when she said, "We're pregnant!" I lost my temper. I asked them how they could be so stupid and irresponsible. Do they not have enough financial troubles already that they have to bring in another mouth to feed? My older brother tried to calm me down, but I was livid. After a lifetime of scarcity because of my parents' stupidity, they still hadn't learned their lesson. I asked them how they planned to provide for the kid. My dad told me I would have to give up the money our great uncle had left me. He had left all five of us some money, which only we could access when we turned 18. I said, heck no, that money would help pay for my college expenses. He called me selfish for not being there for my family. I told them if they couldn't provide for the kid, they should get an abortion. My mum started crying and called me a heartless monster. Dad told me he was disgusted with me. I told them there was no way I was going to pay for their stupidity, and the only thing I would be willing to pay for is a termination. Now, what I was really worried about was my siblings' lives getting even worse. My older brother and I have escaped our parents' clutches, but the others, especially my younger sister, will be expected to help take care of this baby. No teenager deserves to have their adolescence ruined by diapers and a screaming baby. I know what it's like, as I had to go through that. It was expected of me to be an unpaid nanny to my younger brothers and sister. My older brother could go out with his friends and have fun, but I had to stay home and help give baths and feed the toddlers. I decided to get some family members involved so they could talk some sense into my parents. I called my mum's maternal cousin. She's one of my favourite people. When I told her that mum and dad were having another kid, she reacted with, "What? Again?" I told her everything and how they expected me to hand over my inheritance. She said she was going to speak to my parents and told me not to sign over anything. I promised her I wouldn't. Of course I won't. I also called two of my first cousins, one of whom is an accountant, so she could explain to my parents how much of a financial liability this baby is going to be and try to convince them to either abort or give it up for adoption. I moved out of my parents' home a few days ago. I was only going to stay there till the lockdown was relaxed, but I just can't bear to listen to my mum's nagging about how this baby is a blessing and that I want to kill it. I've moved into a friend's basement for a minimal rent. Sounds like a good idea to me. My mum's cousin paid them a visit about a week ago and tried to tell them that they weren't doing this child any favours by bringing it into a life of poverty. My mum was very rude to my aunt and told her that a woman who chose to remain barren will never understand a mother's love. My aunt never wanted kids nor had any, one of the reasons she's my fave. My dad told her to get out. My aunt told me there was nothing she could do, but she did try. I didn't blame her. The cousin tried to explain the economic impact this kid would have, and my mum cried about how everyone was trying to take away my baby. Like, what the F? The intervention didn't do anything, so now I've decided to cut contact with my parents. I just can't watch my family slide further and further into a heck hole. I will be maintaining contact with my 16-year-old sister just to make sure my parents can't brainwash her. My older brother is going to stay in touch with all of them, which is a good thing, as he can act as a link between me and the other siblings, if my parents ever forbid them for talking to me. Otherwise, I am just done with these people. Now, I was going to quickly give my comments on this post, but I've just seen that there is actually an update to it already. So here is the update to the post I just read out. Yesterday afternoon, I got a call from my older brother. He told me that my mum has miscarried. This is hardly surprising as she's in her 40s. I felt a huge wave of relief wash over me. My siblings' lives would not be worsened by my parents' insistence on adding another mouth to feed on an already tight budget. My sister would not be asked to give up her inheritance so they could have money for their new baby. My brother told me my mum had been crying, and while I do feel bad for her, I was still glad to hear about the miscarriage. I feel like we all dodged a huge bullet. My brother asked me to move back in for a while to help comfort my mum. I told him I wasn't going to move back in, because firstly, my college would reopen in a few days, and secondly, I'm done with all that family drama. However, I did agree to come visit my mum, if only out of courtesy. In the evening, I went over to my parents' place. I took chocolate chip muffins for my mum, which I know she likes. My sister greeted me at the door and told me mum had been in bed all day. After greeting my dad, I went into their bedroom. Mum was sitting up on the bed. I told her I was sorry about what happened and placed the muffins on the bedside table. She looked at me angrily, then threw the muffins at me. She screamed at me that she had lost my baby because of you. She said I had caused her stress and it's what caused her to miscarry. She said I was probably glad her baby was dead, which is true, but of course I didn't point that out. She called me a witch and said I'd wish this upon her. She was screaming so loudly, all my siblings and my dad came rushing to the bedroom. She yelled at me to get out, and I did. I hugged my older brother and sister. Before I left, my dad told me my mum was right, that my cruelty caused...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Her to miscarry. I told him that was a grossly unfair accusation and reminded him that at mum's age it was quite common to miscarry. Then I walked out. I am so done with my parents and their stupidity. I can only hope they won't try for another kid. Wow, what a crazy two-part story. I'm not gonna lie, my opinions on this whole event kind of changed quite dramatically when I heard the second part of the story. In the first part, I did completely agree with you, OP. I thought it was a completely selfish act of your parents to bring yet another kid into your collective lives because, you know, if you're already in poverty and you have yet another mouth to feed, a sixth child, that is a little bit too much. Let's be realistic. I mean, there's no need to go from a fifth to a sixth child when you're already struggling for money as is. But then, when I heard the second part of the story and your mum miscarried, I immediately felt so sorry for her. And I think, honestly, you went a bit too far saying, you know, it was justice. That is horrible. I mean, a miscarriage for a woman must be one of the worst things to have happened. Surely, it must be just a traumatic experience. Must be absolutely horrible. But I do, again, kind of get what you're saying, that yeah, you know, this was the best for the entire family. And if you are getting asked by your parents to put your college fund towards their sixth child, then I agree there is something messed up about that entire situation. I'm not completely sure where I stand, to be honest, guys. The more I think about it, the more I'm just wavering in between OP's point and the entitled mum's point of view. It is nice to have a lot of kids. There's nothing wrong with it. But yeah, if you can't provide for your family, then maybe that's a bit too much. Guys, let me know down below. I would put a poll saying, do you agree with OP or Karen, the entitled mum? But unfortunately, YouTube have taken them away. So I can't do that. So instead, just comment down below. Who do you side with more on? Over the course of these two stories, the first one and the update, who are you agreeing with? It's a tough one. Actually, you know what? I've just thought about it. It's really not that tough. Having a sixth child is so unnecessary. But I do feel bad that she miscarried, that's for sure. Now moving on to our second story then. Two entitled women stare and watch me eat for an hour because they feel they are entitled to my leftover food in a cafe twice. I have a slight eating disorder. Some days I'm not able to eat much, but I still go out to cafes to try to eat. Sometimes I'm able to finish the small dishes that I order, and sometimes I can't even get halfway through. I also eat quite slowly. For this reason, I often like to eat alone. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a cafe and spent about an hour eating, but I couldn't finish half of my food. There were two older ladies, grandma's age, sitting at a table near to me, and they asked if they could take the rest of my food for the street cats to eat. I was in Istanbul, and in Istanbul, there are a lot of street cats, and a culture of people is feeding the street cats, which is a very nice thing. I said to the woman, yes, of course, and I gave them my leftover food. Fast forward to a few days later, and I go to the same cafe again. The two same grandmas are sitting at the same table next to where I sat down, and I said hello, but only one of them bothered to reply. I ordered my food and started to eat. Now, today was a slow eating day for me, and I wasn't sure if I would be able to finish. I spent about an hour trying to eat again. While I was eating, I noticed that the only thing the grandmas had on their table was a glass of water, with only a few sips left in it. I also noticed that they kept watching me and eyeing up my food. After over half an hour, I noticed that they had reorientated their chairs so that they were now looking directly at me. It started to make me feel really uncomfortable. Being watched made it even harder for me to eat. The two grandmas still only had an almost empty glass of water on their table. At this point, I really felt like I was being watched. Yeah, probably because you were, OP. I'll be honest there. After about an hour, I decided that I couldn't eat anymore, and I was going directly home after. So I asked the waiter to put the rest of my food in a takeaway box. The moment the two grandmas saw that I was finished, one asked me if I could have my leftover food for the street cats, and the other woman asked the waiter to give them my leftover food. This confirmed what I had thought. The woman had stayed at their table for an extra hour while ordering nothing from the cafe, feeling entitled enough to watch me eat for an hour and then take the rest of my food. If that isn't entitlement, then I don't know what is. And as soon as the waiter told the two ladies that I had asked for a doggy bag, a leftover food bag, and that I was taking the rest of my food home, the two ladies immediately stood up and left the cafe. Not only did they make me feel very uncomfortable, but they took up a valuable table which the cafe could have had other customers at for a whole hour, while the ladies ordered nothing and consumed nothing for that hour. During Corona, where cafes have to social distance their tables and cannot take in the regular amount of customers, they lost business for a whole hour because two ladies wanted to sit there and watch me eat and then entitled themselves to my food. I was thinking about telling the cafe what had happened, but in the end, I didn't bother. Instead, I'm writing on Reddit to share my story of two entitled women. If I go to the same cafe and the same two women are there, I'll have to go and sit in another cafe. Yeah, OP, no doubt in my mind, that is very entitled stuff. I mean, the first time, I'm not gonna lie, when you said it, I was like, that is not entitled, that's just really nice, you know, giving to stray cats, the grandma said a good thing, you did a good thing, the cats had a great meal. Nothing is wrong with that. But then the second time, waiting for you for an hour after they finished their meal or whatever, and then it sounds like probably getting a little bit annoyed when you didn't give them your leftovers. Yeah, that's a little bit weird. I don't really understand that at all. I mean, surely if you want to give the cat some leftover food, just buy them some food, just go to the shop and buy some pet food or something. I mean, really? You don't have to wait for leftovers from some random girl. And also, yeah, I mean, if you have eating difficulties, having two random strange ladies watch you eat cannot be that comfortable. That's just very, very strange. Can you imagine, guys, just eating alone at a table in a cafe, and you look up to the side, and you see two grandmas staring at you directly in the eyes, just looking at you, looking down at your food, looking back at you. What you're thinking in that moment? My head would be all over the place. Not a very enjoyable experience, that's for sure. Now moving on to our third story, entitled Kid Gets Humiliated by a Rich Girl. This happened a few years ago at my high school on my 10th grade. Our school had decided to organise a trip to Washington for a week. It was expensive, but the school had a contract with a candy company to help us with the cost. That is awesome. It was pretty nice, and it really helped those who couldn't afford $2,500 for the trip. My friend's parents were going through a vicious divorce at the time. Her mother was a narcissist and loved to use her daughter to hurt her ex-husband. At the beginning of the year, both her parents were 100% supportive and even tried to help her by selling some of the candies at their jobs. However, after a while, her mum decided to change idea and refused to help her and tried to take away her daughter's permission so she couldn't go. My friend was in tears and could not believe her mother would do this to her, just because her father wouldn't budge on a pitiful thing. Her father tried to help her, but he had to pay his lawyer, his rent, etc. He couldn't give her the money. Her grandparents, on both sides of the family, helped her out as best as they could. But 3 weeks before the end of the deadline, it was clear she wouldn't make it. She was still $800 short. My friend was devastated, and her relationship with her mum was in ruins. It was bad. Then enter V. I'll call her Velma, the entitled kid. Now, she was the female dog of our year. She made fun of everyone, but my friend was her favourite target. After all, a lower middle class student whose parents are divorcing and can't afford the trip? A golden target for her. She was relentless, and no matter how many times we told her off, or that she was never supported by anyone in our year, nothing could stop her. She was like a shark who smelled blood and was on a bloodlust craze. She was from a very wealthy family and liked to look down her nose at us, middle-class peasants. Then there was M, I'll call her Maddie, rich girl. She was the daughter of a very, very wealthy father, the only girl. She was spoiled beyond belief by her absentee father. Her father gave her about $1,000 per month as an allowance. She was dressed in the best fashion and always had everything she wanted, except her father's attention. Yet, she was never bratty, rude, entitled, or awful. She was one of the nicest people you could ever meet. She never bragged about her money, as she saw this as crass and shameful behaviour. She used $900 of her monthly allowance in investments for her college fund, despite her father's trust fund. The rest was used to either pay her cell phone bill or her expenses, which apparently weren't much. She didn't care for luxury or money, she just wanted her father to actually spend time with her. Maddie had paid off her entire trip in a single payment. She said her father didn't want her going door to door selling candies when he could just pay for the trip himself. Plus, she wasn't comfortable doing it because of her shyness and her lousy selling skills. When news of my friend's financial troubles arrived, Velma was merciless to her and managed to make her cry, saying things like, "Go back to the ghetto, loser," or, "You should try learning how to be a good girl so you can bag yourself a rich husband. I mean, how else would you be able to get anywhere in life? You're so poor." Unfortunately for her, Maddie, the rich girl, saw and heard everything. The next day, my friend and I are sitting at our table in the cafeteria, and who decides to pay us a visit, if not Velma? She starts her usual garbage, and we try to ignore her, but it's so freaking hard. Then Maddie arrives, with obvious Prada luggage and a purse, and gives my friend a stack of papers, completely ignoring Velma, who acts like she can't believe anyone would ignore her glorious self. Maddie says, "Hi Amber, my friend. Mr. Teacher asked me to give you the stack of papers concerning the trip to Washington. He also said that the students going have a meeting this Friday after school." Alex replied, "But I'm not going, I don't have the money." Then Velma said, "Yeah, she's too poor. Honestly, how stupid are you? And what are you doing with the bags? You stole them? You know they're fake, right?" Maddie turns and tells Velma to shut the poop hole that serves her as a mouth because of the sheer amount of BS coming from it is nauseating. Complete silence. No one has ever been this rude to Velma before. Her parents, who think she can do no wrong, would have destroyed them. Maddie goes on to tell her that she can't just talk to people like that, and that the only reason she targets Amber is because she has no social life or friends due to her god-awful and toxic personality. Wow. Velma replies,
You can't talk to me like that. I'm better than you. My father's the VP of a company and I'm rich. I can do whatever the heck I want. I'll destroy you, you female dog.
Maddie says, Yeah, I know. That's why I showed the video of you being an awful person to my father, who just so happens to be your father's boss. Or are you so entitled that you never noticed me at the company's events? Your father is my father's employee and was very interested in the video I gave my father. Now, F off. Maddie turns back to my friend and tells her that her entire trip was paid for by Velma's father as an apology for his daughter's behavior, as proven by the receipt for the trip and the stack of papers. Maddie continues and says that Velma's father was so embarrassed that he gave Amber the luggage and purse that he was going to give Velma for the trip. He had asked Maddie to give it to her because he knew that she would be happy to do it. Oh my god, that is mad. Velma does not want to believe this because there is no way her daddy would ever do this. Maddie simply suggested that she called her father to check if it was true. Velma left and was not seen for the entire day. It turns out her parents were absolutely mortified by their daughter's behavior and refused to let her go on the trip. She had to publicly apologize to Amber in front of the whole class, with her parents standing next to her to make sure she did as they told her to. Velma did not come back after that year. She had been sent to a military school for problem kids. Holy. Amber ended up coming to Washington and got to live with her dad. Maddie had asked her brother, who is a lawyer, to help Amber's father in the divorce settlement for pro bono. It was greatly appreciated because her mother had started to go crazy in the demands, and when she hadn't gotten her way, she had physically struck Amber in rage. Amber and I are now in college and are very happy. Amber's dad is getting remarried. Velma, last we heard, got cut off from her parents and now has to live on social welfare because she doesn't have the skills to keep a job for very long. Something about not having the proper mindset or having a clashing personality with her co-workers. Why does that not surprise me? Wow, I guess that just proves that you should never boast about money because realistically, there's always someone in the world that is richer than you. Unless you are Jeff Bezos, of course. I mean, he can boast as much as he wants. There's nothing me or any of you can do about it. But hey, we're not all Jeff Bezos, that's for sure. And in this story, I guess, yeah, I mean, Velma, what a horrible person, first of all. Who does that? Who boasts about their money? I mean, fair enough, if you've gone through loads of effort to earn it yourself, you can then be a little bit, you know, not cocky, but you can say, I'm proud of what I've done. But Velma, she's been born, and been born into loads of money. She's not earned it herself. So why is she then acting as if it's her own when realistically it's not, it's her dad's? Oh, I love that though. That justice in the end, that karma of Maddie saying to Velma, you know what, I can't believe you don't know this, but my dad is your boss. He owns the company. Your dad's just a VP. it's just so good, isn't it? And then, you know, giving the Prada bags to Amber as well, just a nail in the coffin. And then her parents, Velma's parents, destroying her and saying, you know what, you're not even going on this trip. You're not going to Washington. You're going to a military school, baby. That's how we think about you. You're going off to learn. That is unbelievable. And yeah, fair play to Maddie and OP for doing this and making this all okay. Very good story. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you're enjoying these longer content videos, this is gonna be like what, nearly 20 minutes this video is long. If you want more like this, check out this video right here. Click it on screen. It's yesterday's video. It's another long video. What is it, 17 minutes around that? If you want more long Entitled Parents videos, or you can check out the video up here, which is a movie. It's about an hour and 40 minutes long. If you really want a lot of Entitled Parents content, click on that and subscribe as well right here so you never miss out on one of my daily Reddit videos.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.